94RJN. What's up, Steve?
Anniversary to me. Happy ham anniversary to me. Good morning, Sunshine.
Don't give up your day job.
No, I make too much money sitting around doing honeydew.
Well, I'm glad you're not trying to make a living singing.
Like my daddy used to tell me, boy, if you're singing that in parts, you can leave my part out.
I did get the front yard mowed anyway before it started. Well, not before it started raining, but as it was raining, I got it done anyway.
Just downright industrious. You a good man, Charlie Brown. That may be why she keeps you around.
Raining when I started, but about halfway through it started sprinkling, and then it started sprinkling a little bit harder, and then it started actually raining. I thought, well, I'm almost done with the front yard, so I might as well finish it up. So, there's a whole lot of wet grass clumped out there, and my jeans are soaked to the skin, but other than that, you know, I'll get the backyard and the back 40, you know, later.
To write a song, Ode to Domestic Life.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
I want to know what he did with all that money.
All that money his daddy gave him for singing lessons?
Yep, exactly. And poor WRO. Good morning, gentlemen. Bill, I just don't know. I just don't know what to say. I mean, I am blessed. Okay. Little ability, but other ways. Here in the seat next to me. How's your better half doing this morning, John?
Well, she took a load over to Walford Dump with some stuff that we needed to get rid of. She was out while I was mowing. But it rained on the way there, but it wasn't raining while she was offloading that stuff. I guess that's good. But she's doing good.
Oh, well, good. Apparently she got over her little oral surgery in very, very fine fashion then.
Her mouth's still a little bit sore, but not as bad as it was that first day, so
better. Well, good. Well, so Bill, are you going to get your honeydew done, or are you already done it for the week?
No, I'm done for the week. I just sit there running a little parks on the air.
I don't know where in the world this daughter of mine got it from, but instead of signing a guest register for the wedding on the 19th of September, she wants them to sign a globe, and we got her a globe for people to sign. Now she wants me to paint it with some kind of coating that you can sign without anything coming off on it. So, between honeydew and remodeling that room and everything else, I haven't had a chance to sit down. But, I'll tell you this, every morning I've been getting up at 6:30 or 7 and hitting it, dead run. But this morning, I actually slept until 10:30. Oh, it was glorious.
There's no way in the world I could sleep till 10:30. I'm up at 5:45 every morning, if not earlier.
Go with me some, fair bud. I'll wear that edge off. You'll get to sleep late.
Okay.
Hey, John, you need to come over and hang out at the house a little bit more. You'll sleep like a baby when I get done with you. Or either that or just won't sleep at all from the aches and pains.
Yeah, I usually try to get up by the crack of noon most days.
Well, my wife is still working, so I'm generally up. I got to get up with her because she doesn't like to sit around and watch the sunrise alone, so I got to get up with her. So I'm up every morning at dawn's crack. I mean, right at the crack of dawn.
The dog gets me up before that, so because she really needs to go out in the morning, although she's starting to get lazy, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm headed over to the dump station, dump the trash for the week, Then I get to come back and start painting on that globe. Bill, you're a little ways away, but John, you're welcome to come over and help and watch me.
I just don't need anymore, or shortening up some pieces. I got way too much spare.
Roger, roger. Well, I really am fixing to hop out in this rain here in just a minute. I think we got us an opened up space. All right. Well, I won't need a bath tonight. Y'all have fun. K4VWA. Clear, temporary.
Yeah, I got to get outside and tape and seal up some connectors. Indy 70 clear.
WA, are y'all still around? Hot dog, my wife says I won't need a bath for our date tonight.
You probably need two after going to the dump.
Tell you what, it's coming down pretty strong over here. I mean, it ain't no, I wouldn't call it a frog strangler yet, but it's coming. So what do you got planned for today, Bill? Anything fun?
Not really. They got the North American QSO party kicking off here in a couple of hours. I may work some of those guys, just sit there doing absolutely nothing, being retired.
We both earned it.
Yep, that's for sure.
Can we vote on that?
Hey, Tom.
M0TR. Well, I just felt whether he deserved it or not, we could vote on that. This is a democracy, at least so far.
Vote on what's that, Tom?
Grant. How you guys all doing today? We're just heading down to the Daughters to take some goodies down there, brownies and some other things that Bernice made.
Is it raining down there?
Yeah, just a mist, Steve. It's still pretty clear. It tried to rain. Let me turn this radio down. It tried to rain earlier, but just never managed to do anything yet. Sounds like you're getting it pretty good.
You know how you drive in and out of showers? Well, we've been driving in and out of showers. It's kind of strange. I mean, it'll pour down for about a half a mile, and then all of a sudden it just quits. Drive another half a mile, and it's pouring again. And right now we're under a really heavy dark cloud, but on the edges, looks like down towards Greer, it looks like a sun shining. We should make up his mind.
Here, how about you, Bill?
Here, we had some rain earlier this morning for about 15 minutes, but we got 100% cloud cover, 84 degrees. And it looks like, I looked at the radar, it was a little better. There's a cold front trying to push through into us, and that's pushing some rain into us.
Okay, because we're needing it up at my place.
So we need rain. It's just dry out there. I caught the varmint last night that was trying to invade the chicken house, and he won't be invading the chicken house anymore.
What'd you catch?
Well, he had a long, slender, skinny, leather-like tail. Better than I thought he was, Bill.
Yep.
Lived down there close enough into the city, y'all didn't have no such critters.
Goats, we got bobcats, we got deer, squirrel, possum, raccoon, you name it, we got it. The neighbor deer hunts right behind my house.
Well, I know something else y'all got over there, too. The gray-haired knothead.
Talking about you.
Bernice, you know better than that. Now, I want you to keep up his status and put another knot on his head.
I'll have to do that.
Then you go.
Out of this conversation.
I come down and watch.
He slaps me around once a week, whether I need it or not, Steve. Oh, well, it's, like I said, the sun's shining here, but it mists off and on. And I think it's inevitable we're going to get some rain. And we haven't had any for 3 or 4 days now, haven't it, Bernice? So it's very welcome. I don't like to have to water the fescue out there. It gets a little on the expensive side.
Bill, y'all need to be like me. Make sure you got your wives trained.
It's really, really pushing it when you got the wives in the car with you.
No. My wife, she understands. I mean, I've got her trained. She don't bruise me where it shows anymore.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, Tom, you can have all the rain we've got. In the last 48 hours, we got over 5 inches of rain over here just south of Easley.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, you know, I noticed that every day it was like there was a big cloud right over you guys, and it was red. What have you done so bad lately, Bill?
I have no idea.
Hey, y'all, what was the little character in Little Abner that always walked around with the storm clouds over his head?
Answer to that one, Steve. Maybe Bill does.
Nah, I don't either.
Joe Slobotnik.
There you go. I couldn't remember that, but you are absolutely right. How about that? Who is that that jumped in there with that answer?
The Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee.
KN4BWA, Okay. All right, Gary, if you got that good a memory, who was the guy that always, in the movie, Little Abner, who was the guy that always was strutting around like a judge?
Don't recall. Don't know.
Jubilation Tea Corn Pone.
You mentioned it, yep.
Around here that reminds me of Jubilation Tea Corn Pone. We won't mention no names, but, Oh, hey, you know what? You know what my wife named our rooster? Interim Cluckster.
It was all named, but I think it's long since been forgotten. Miss Enzerl, T.R. Go ahead, Mr. Bill.
You're monitoring this. This is starting to get deep. N4WRO. Whenever I got my good quality Seiko chronograph on, whenever it starts to get that deep, don't you? Everybody wonders why I'm standing around with my hand over my head.
Is your new wife trained that well as Steve claims?
Not yet, but we both got a divorce to get out of the way, but on that front, actually, Sabina flies back to Germany permanently today. In fact, she may be in the air right now. She knows all about you ham radio guys, and I can't dissuade her, though. She's still interested in me, so what can I say?
Long talk with her.
That keeps her away from us, Steve.
And here I thought it was my hairdo.
New haircut. You ought to see it. Of course, there ain't much of it, but Bernice really got her down there where I like it this time. And, you know, the good thing is the barber's on duty at any time. Well, it's looking rougher down there towards 14 and Pelham Road. We're just passing Huntingwell here on Buncombe, if you not quite reached the Greer Memorial Hospital. Heading south. Go ahead, Bill. This is N0TR.
Like I said, I'm just sitting there listening to you guys. Usual, I've just pulled back into the hacienda, and there's not a drop of rain that has fallen over here this morning. So I guess I'm going to get out of here and go to work on my globe and keep wife and daughter happy. And Gary, I just don't know what to say about you, bud. You got a memory like a steel trap. Y'all have a good afternoon or a good day, and I will talk to you later. Just think about me working all day. KN4VWA, clear with all you guys.
All the best, and good luck with your project there. And, I'm on the road here at Dinkinsville. The sun is shining, but I can see all the big clouds all around, so I can imagine what you're getting. 73 from Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee.
Take care.
Echo Yankee, N0TR. Well, Jerry, I noticed on QRZ you hadn't updated your address up there to the mountains yet. Just thought I might mention that.
I automatically got that from the FCC database. It should have been, because I've updated my license.
Well, you know what? I haven't looked in a while. The last time I looked, though, it wasn't. I was just sitting there with nothing to do and kicking up guys' call signs for the fun of it and watching TV. And I noticed it hadn't, I don't think. What's the street up there name? And I don't know if that'll ding a bell in my tiny brain or not.
Good road, and you should see that it's in Cleveland, South Carolina, and no longer Greenville.
Okay, no. Well, I'll look. They all admonish me for using QRZ, but I used it for the last 26 years. They didn't even have such a thing back then. But it's easy for me to manipulate. And then Bob got me using Summit, I think. And it's a pretty good one, but I'm not real particular. And lately there hasn't been anything anyways. I might look at that later today if it's hot and rainy. Bill was talking about, American QSO party. Never heard of that. Don't know what the exchange is or anything. Now, this guy in front of me is kicking up mist all over my windshield. That ticks me off. I got to get my distance greater. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, it's the North American QSO party. I think this is the single sideband version. I think they also have a CW version. I think that's right. Yeah, have some fun. You can just Google it and get the information. And, yeah, I have to update my QRZ bio. I haven't done anything with that in forever, so I guess look for that in the next few days. There's so much stuff to do. But anyway, we're having fun, and you can guess I'm going over to Lisa's house at the moment. We're going to have some lunch, so looking forward to that.
Hey, Gary. Yeah, that's Bill. Yeah, it's up to date on QRZ. It's showing Cleveland.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
When I looked at it the last time, I didn't think it was, but, you know, I could be wrong. There was something else I was going to ask you. Oh, Gary, back in the old days, I had a code practice thing on my computer. And it would send you a letter, a number, whatever, symbol. And then you would just type it in as it did. And if it was right, well, it just kept going. And if it was wrong, it corrected you. I was looking for something like that just for fun. Because, as you well know, the bands have been dead. And I don't want to lose my CW capability. So I need to practice some. Are you aware of any good website for that?
Investigate Morse Runner, as Morse as a Morse code, Morse Runner. A lot of people like that as a training program. Then G4FON has some software you can download. That's Golf 4 Fox Oscar November. But that's more for training rather than trying to copy your QSO. And then there's the German Ruf, R-U-F-Z. Just search on that. It's Rufzeichen, which means call sign in German. That's another call sign program that you can download that'll send you random call signs.
G4FON. Well, that Morse Runner is mainly like for contesters, from what I've heard Ariel and the guys say. It's just copying call signs, but you got numbers and letters and that, so that might be all right. And I just happen to think, I always tell people to listen to the ARRL transmissions. I could do that, but I never think of it at the right times, you know? So maybe I'll start doing that. Boy, these people down here don't know what speed limits are.
And it started raining here, and it's raining hard now, so my sunshine went away. ARRL, they have all of their the code bulletins and stuff they send out. They're also on the website as MP3 files, so you can just play them or download them from there. So, yeah, just look for the code practice section on ARRL, and they'll send you an article or two from QST to keep you copying.
Good. You know, I was looking through there the other day, and I think I saw that. Okay, that's what I'll do then. Well, another reason we're headed down here to the daughters and grandsons and son-in-law is all of a sudden Wednesday, one of their dogs got sick, and they'd had it for 10.5 years, and it seems that it had major liver malfunction. And ironically, and I noticed it was lethargic the other day when we were over there, and he always come over to me. And I said, Sydney's been a little slow, and she had taken him to the vet on Wednesday, and he died last night. So we thought maybe we could bring in some cheer to take their mind off of things.
Thank you.
tragic. Oh, that's too bad. Yeah, I got the two pups with me here. I'm in the mini. And, yeah, that's the other thing that I'm not looking forward to is I'm glad I have the puppies with me full time. But, you know, they're both getting up there in years, and, you know, anything can happen at any time.
Been there any time. Our bird dog, we had her for about 14 years, I think, when it was raised. And we still got her ashes on the mantle, and we love dogs. Bernice was a farmer when she was a kid, and they never did have close-in dogs like we had all of our lives. And then when Amy went off to college, she left us Minnie, and she was an English pointer. And I told her I'd never let her in the house, and gosh, that ended quick. She was a lover of a dog. And that's the way these dogs are. Amy always adopts one, and it always breaks her heart when she loses one, of course. But, yeah, it was fast and merciful anyways. And the last one she had cancer, and that was a long, drawn-out, very expensive affair. And it's better this way. But, I know I see a lot of scumbags on television here lately that I'd trade a good dog for. I better not say that. It's in the LCR.
my favorite political sign right now, it's up on the Gear Highway. A guy's got a sign in the front of his yard. Any actual adult. 2020. I'll leave it at that. 73 Tom and Bernice, have a great day, and I'm going to be hopping out here in just a second. I'm going to stop at Aldi. We'll look for you a little later on down the walk in 0TR, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
I just made a wrong turn, so it's good timing. They're doing a lot of construction down here near the Dodgers, and I want to get turned around so I don't have to go through it. 73-4EY and 02 on. Noon to you. It's good to hear you today. Send 02R.
Okay, no problem, Tom. I just sit there listening to you guys. All right, be safe driving out there. We'll talk to you later.